AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescue helicopters are trying to find survivors of yet another massive earthquake in Nepal. At least 42 people are known dead, more than 1,000 injured in today's earthquake, which follows one last month that killed more than 8,100 people. Mike Bruce works for a charity group in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu, which shook in the earthquake today. He says people there are still terrified from the last quake.
People are very, very jittery. People are very, very scared about these things happening. And certainly when you get out into the field and you see the state of these houses, most of a lot of them, people simply don't have the option to go back to.
He talked to Sky News. New England Patriots fans are standing behind the team and quarterback Tom Brady, though both are being punished by the NFL in the Deflategate scandal. We found Karen Uminski in Boston wondering what all the fuss was about.
And I think, you know, technically it's cheating, so they should have some punishment, but do we have to make such a big deal about this?
Brady's got 3 days to appeal his four-game suspension for what an NFL investigator called the likelihood that he knew he was playing with softer footballs than the rules allow. The mid-sized SUVs that got the highest ratings in the latest safety testing are the Nissan Murano and the Jeep Wrangler four-door. The Dodge Journey flunked the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety testing. Telecom companies are fighting to win customers through video content now, which explains why Verizon is buying AOL for almost $4.5 billion. Verizon's trying to get a bigger foothold in both mobile and advertising fields. The number of Americans who don't affiliate with a particular religion has now grown to 56 million, according to the latest Pew Research Center study. This is AP Radio News. Well, it had to happen one day. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel with the news.
It's the beginning of the end of the journey for American Idol. Fox says the show will go off the air after its 15th season next spring. During much of its time on the air, Idol was must-see TV, making stars out of head judge Simon Cowell and singers like Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, and Carrie Underwood. And it taught us it was good to be going to Hollywood, bad to sound pitchy, and when Randy Jackson called you a dog, well, it was a good thing. But in recent years, Idol's ratings began to wane, and eventually it was eclipsed by a rival show, NBC's The Voice. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
President Obama will build his presidential library on the south side of Chicago. The official announcement came this morning. The president said, "All the strands of my life came together and I really became a man when I moved to Chicago." The official announcement this morning on the Obama Presidential Library. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.